This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, good evening.
Gosh, what a hot one.
I know. Looking quite good today, Lizzie, but you don't need to go on about it, you know.
It's fine. Love your Hawaiian look.
Well, and you're looking pretty strong yourself because you're getting all ready for Fashion Week, right?
I am, darling. The invites are coming out my ears. I don't know what to do.
Thick and fast.
Honestly, how many fashion shows can there be?
Well, I don't know, Lizzie. How many can there be?
There are some designers though, I've never heard of that are suddenly just jumping on the London Fashion Week bandwagon.
Well, we've just been to a nice event though, haven't we?
We have actually been to the most amazing. It was a gifting, London Fashion Week, the first one, gifting suite.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I didn't want to take anything. I felt really bad.
Of course you didn't, yeah. It's so hard taking those freebies from the people throwing them at you, Lizzie, isn't it?
I mean, talk about what... I mean, I've never been to a gifting suite like it.
No, it was quite impressive.
Jewellery... I got
a t-shirt, hat.
They were getting annoyed with me. I didn't take 3 teeth whitenings. Take more. And I thought, well, have I got cheesy bites? Why are you making me take all these teeth whitening? More.
Well, you certainly come away with plenty.
I couldn't walk. I had a little doggy in my arm.
Yeah, if anyone wants to check out my Twitter, there's a picture of Lizzie walking down Shaftesbury Avenue with a dog.
We had
10 bags of shopping. There's a lot going on today. I'm not going to lie.
Not just a lot going on today, but a lot going on in our show.
Yes, there
Guys,
is.
Guys, we've got a great show. And I'm so excited that Charlie King, ex-Towie, but so much more,
turned fitness guru.
Man, he is fit.
Isn't he? All right, Lizzie, calm down.
Wow, what a body. He looked good.
He does.
And the legs are out. It's a nice warm evening.
You're getting overexcited, Lou.
I have to say, what a lovely boy. We've got him actually in the flesh, in the studio.
Yep. And he's not the only one.
No. We've got Sam Callan.
From X Factor.
He's another cutie.
I know. Being really treated this evening. And not only that.
We've got Ricky Norwood.
So I spoke to Ricky last week. And we've got the results of that today.
It's going to be an action-packed show for you.
Plenty of showbiz. Yeah, well, this has been the week for it, Lizzie, hasn't it? Jesus.
This bake-off
shenanigans.
I mean... My Apple Crumble is saying, I need you. Do not go, Mary and Paul. What's happening? You know what's going on.
Well.
It's your favourite show.
It is my favourite show, so I probably should know more than I do. So no Sue or Mel going to Channel 4.
What's done it to make them go? Money?
Well, it's a strange one because they made their careers on Channel 4. In the early days. But apparently that doesn't mean that they want to stay. So, yeah, they won't be... the presenters in 2017, but doesn't mean that Mary and Paul will be leaving. That's what everyone's waiting for now,
but
to hear what they're doing.
Will it be the same? Because they are so funny. That show just works. It won't be the same. Look what happened with X Factor. You bring new presenters in, it sort of falls.
Bombs.
Yeah.
This is what remains to be seen, isn't it? Apparently Jay Hunt, the head of production on Channel 4, said that things won't be changing. But I just don't believe that.
So who could replace them?
There's the hot rumours are Joe Brand.
Yeah.
Which I can see.
Would be funny. You need a comedian.
Yeah. Sue Perkins' girlfriend, Anna Richardson. She's one of the hot takes as well. But would she take it from...
Do they like lesbians? I could become one.
So what if they do, Lizzie? Or who else were they talking about? Oh, Alan Carr, Davina McCall.
Yeah, Alan Carr's great shout.
But I don't know if Davina might be a bit shouty.
No, she's a bit shouty.
Yeah, a bit much for that tent. Just Bake Off tent, this is Davina. I think it
wouldn't suit.
No.
She's good with the Lost Family show. That works.
Oh, my God. That's the only thing that makes me cry.
I had to go out just after I watched it. And my friend said, oh, my God, you look like Alice Cooper. I'd black mascara all down my face.
Why don't you just get some non, you know...
Yeah, I should.
Dripping mascara.
Why don't you wear any?
No makeup.
Natural. And also Victoria Beckham today on this morning show... Talking with a very different voice than
I
remember.
Yes, everyone was talking about this. It was a bit mid-Atlantic, wasn't it?
A bit of an avocado, and David's so beautiful. She didn't quite say the beautiful. Beautiful.
But everyone was kind of slating this morning for it being this incredible interview, and then it was 5 minutes of her talking about how Harper likes to run in her shoes.
But I do think it's a scoop getting her, because
she doesn't do TV very often. Well, she doesn't do British TV anymore.
She doesn't really.
No.
She doesn't. She said she liked smart, be happy. One of her things was be happy, but yeah. I thought I'd never see her smile.
No. I mean, we're never going to get her on this show, are we? Let's face it, you know. So we're never going to have the chance to ask her.
I might get a husband on.
Well, you do know everyone.
He's friendly.
I've never met him.
Oh, he's lovely.
Is he?
Yeah.
Have you ever met Victoria?
Yes.
And?
Listen, I used to live across the road from their house.
Oh, did you? In Beckingham Palace?
No, when she was with her parents in Goths Oak.
Oh, okay.
Because my ex-husband was playing for Tottenham. It was near the training ground. And
so you'd see her out and about?
Yeah, she used to do the funny, like, two fingers up to the kids. Didn't quite speak like that.
Nah. No. But, you know, she's got a brand to
apparently
represent.
Yeah.
What do you mean, apparently?
Well... I listen. Of course she does.
Have you been into the
Victoria
Beckham
band, show? I thought you said band, as in Spice Girls. She's not in it.
Brand.
She's not doing it. But what about Mel B calling them bitches? That was a wow.
She's just telling what everyone knows that that's what she thinks. Mm. She stopped following Mel C and Mel and Victoria on Twitter, didn't she? Drama.
Are they blocked or just unfollowed? Mm,
interesting. Don't know if we can ever find
Let's
that out,
find
really.
That out.
I don't know if we can, though, Lizzie, to be honest.
It has been one hell of a week.
Yeah,
showbiz.
That's what I mean.
I'm still upset for old Taylor Swift and her love life.
Oh, don't start me on friggin' Taylor Swift.
She has ruined Bond. He's just lost it. How can he ever be Bond with I Love Buddy?
He won't. It's career over for him, isn't it?
What has he done?
He fucked up, Lizzie.
But why did he do it? Come on, you should know. I want to know.
I wasn't there on the beach when they decided to, like, you know, hang around with his parents and all that stuff. But
look,
yeah.
I met him a few months before at the mm-hmm. Olivia Awards. We had a lovely picture together, a nice mm-hmm. little chat. I thought, what a really good, grounded, mm-hmm. nice guy.
And
I said, you're going to be
Swift.
Bond. He was like, you know, really hopeful. And look what happened.
I tell you.
Should have stuck with me, kidder.
That is some pictures, of paparazzi images I'd like to see.
Let me see my bikinis. I won't be wearing a vest.
Well, Christmas is coming up, Lizzie, so it's your favourite time of year for getting the bikini on, isn't it?
I love a bikini. Yeah. I'm getting a real hot one for this year.
Ooh. Can't wait to see.
Thank you, darling. I need to get fit.
What do you mean? Oh, stop it. Load of rubbish.
So, can I just say... I'm so sorry I wasn't at the show last week,
mm-hmm.
But I had to do an amazing event for HIV, I promised, and I'm an ambassador, and I had to do my charity bit.
It's all right, Lizzie, that's totally fine. You can ditch us whenever you like.
But I love FUBA and I've missed you all.
Well.
So shall we, we're going to talk showbiz and we want all your questions in for Charlie King.
Yeah, who's going to be in the studio. After.
And he's absolutely stunning, by the way.
All right, Lizzie, we get it. Jeez.
No, but he's
get
so
a fan.
Lovely.
Calm down.
It's the heat. The sun makes you go all funny.
So we're going to play it. This is exciting.
Go on.
This is exciting. This is my favourite track of this week, Lizzie.
Okay, let's do it.
Guess what it is.
Please be Justin Bieber.
It's Justin Bieber?
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God. None of the Justins. Even better than that. It's Lady Gaga.
Wow!
Too real to be wrong. Caught up in your show, yeah, at least now.
Are you feeling it, Lizzie?
I'm feeling it. Lady Gaga. Oh my God. And I am Gaga. I'm going Gaga because.
Why is that?
We've got the hottest man in the building in our studio.
Look, here he is.
I'm going ready.
Charlie King.
Oh, welcome to FUBAR.
Can I just say I'm honoured to be here? Oh. I love you guys. Lizzie, I think you've got an amazing energy. Steve, I've known you for a while now, to be honest, over the years. But
Lizzie, you've
got a zest for life that I just wanted to be around.
That's the wine.
I can see that. You've got your glass of wine across
the
deck.
Just a little one. Just a little baby one. I'm supposed to be drinking. But a little one. But Charlie, I've seen you obviously on Taui, but I've seen you about, and I haven't actually spoken with you personally, and I think, oh, he's adorable.
Yeah, we've crossed paths over the time, but you're also busy. Everyone comes over to you because you're this energy, I believe.
It's true.
And I've always been sort of, you know, summons to other areas and whatever, but I've always known I'm in your area, you know. I get that vibe.
This is adorable, guys.
I know, I adore him. What a loving man we're having.
No,
first, I've got to just say, I mean, I know this is radio, but you look unbelievably fit.
Stop it.
Muscle bound.
It's true.
Oh, God.
But this is why he's the Gay Times, fitness columnist.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a good gig for me. I'm loving that. It keeps me, well, it's the incentive.
I have to keep it up now. I can't let it go now.
I've set the tone and it's quite difficult because every time I look at that burger, I'm like, I know that I've got a photo shoot coming because we shoot quite a lot in advance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're quite demanding on what they want from me. And obviously, I want to endorse this healthy, fit way of life.
I mean, does that mean you can't have a little glass of wine like my dear self?
You know what, love? I'm not partial to a glass of wine anyway, so I'm quite lucky. I've swerved the alcohol all through my teens and 20s.
Wow.
I never drunk, so that's not too hard. But sweets, chocolate, I do like a burger. I'm a massive fan for a big bacon and cheeseburger.
But is there a way, can you do it if you're really good and you're in the gym? I mean, you're obviously in the gym a lot. I mean, can you have a sneaky burger?
Yeah, I think it's important. I actually heard a saying, like, you know, keep saying you need to have a burger once in a while. And it's true, you've got to, you know, give the body fats at times and sometimes saturated fats. And, you know, it's all about getting the balance right. You can't live a life on lettuce leaves and chicken all the time. Yeah. No, you're mad. So.
No, you'd go crazy.
Yeah.
I was told I'm not allowed to drink as much.
I find it quite difficult.
Adhering to the rules, though, I see, Lizzie.
Well, I've given up the booze in a bid to lose some weight.
I've got to say, you're looking really well.
Well, you say that. Thank you, Charlie. But I'm in my third week. I haven't lost a single fucking pound. Not 1 pound.
I bet if you shaved that beard off, I bet you would see.
That's 6 pounds of hair, guys.
You would see some chiseled cheekbones.
Well, I mean, I've lost some bloating in my face, but I haven't lost any weight. What about the chocolate and the naughty bits? Well, I don't really. Burgers. I mean, I'm vegetarian, so I don't eat a lot of, you know.
Okay. Yeah, actually, a lot of vegetarians are quite. I kind of think you'd automatically be really trim.
No, you're not.
You eat cheese and
chips and.
Yeah, I mean, there's always ways to get those fats in the body.
There is. That's the problem.
So, Charlie, can we go back to the beginning?
Let's go back.
Can we go back?
When you were a tiny skinny thing.
You always have got the most adorable face, I have to say. I remember seeing Tara going.
Right, that's enough of this, Lizzie. I've had enough of this.
You look different. But I think you look fantastic. You look great at the minute. How did you come about Taui in the first place?
You know, Taui was the most random experience, and I've got to say it was one of the best experiences of my life, for sure. I used to run and own a restaurant with my stepfather in Essex, and just very weirdly enough, Taui had just hit. It was like series 1 and 2, when obviously it was huge, and Mark was in it, and all the, you know, the originals.
Was it Amy Charles?
Amy Kirk, all the originals.
Yeah. Lauren.
Everyone was buzzing about this new genre of TV.
Yeah.
I watched it as an audience member, if you like. I remember sitting there thinking, my God, my lifestyle is very this. My parents had the house in Marbella. We live in a pretty nice house in Essex. Yeah. I had the nice car. I had the business. All the kind of superficial crap, if you like. Weirdly, though, I was just carrying on my life. I never thought for one second I'd ever be in a show like that. And then in between their series 2 and 3... I'm in my restaurant doing my normal stuff. I rock up in my car out the front, which was quite nice. And I walk in and people were in there. They're asking to meet the, you know, is the owner here? And I was like, yeah, that's me. How can I help? And they were like, oh, we're from this production company. We're Lion Pictures. We're looking for venues to film the show in. Would you be interested in using us letting, you know, use the restaurant? So I was like, absolutely, it'd be great. I love the show. Everyone's talking about it. Let's get this restaurant on the show. So from there,
what is it? Can I say what food is it?
It's just a. It was a general bistro, so like good, healthy English food. It was great little business. And then from there, the producers liked me. I got talking to them, and they obviously saw something in me because I'd worked so many, you know, hours and years without having a social life and kind of sacrificing that side to me. I'd explained that I never, you know, had friends really and relationships, and I wasn't so sure of who I was.
Because you were working lots of shifts. Was it because it was your family's restaurant?
Absolutely. In those sort of businesses, you need to put the work in. You can't start sourcing it out to people because then obviously you're not going to earn the money. So, but when I told the producers this, they were like, you know, have you got a girlfriend? I was like, no, I don't, you know, I'm just like not really sure about that kind of stuff. I'm, you know, very like, I'm just an open person, but I've never really dated anyone and all that kind of stuff. And so they pulled me in, and then obviously I think between series 3 and 4 they pulled me in, and then I knew of Gemma when they pulled her into the show because she was a car dealer in Essex, and I'd nearly done a car deal with her, so it's just weird that when she came on the show,
I didn't know she was a car dealer.
She was, yeah.
That's how and, she first came in.
We met that way, and then when the producers, they always look for that natural association or like affiliation with someone. And when they came to meet me again, because it had gone quiet for a few weeks, and I thought, oh, maybe I'm just not going on it now. And they were like, do you know anyone? I was like, the girl you just brought in, the one that's after Mick, because she was after me all across at the time. I was like, she was a car dealer, and I nearly bought a car through her. And then they set me up to, you know,
right.
See if she remembered me, and she did.
She did.
And we met at a hotel, and she was just like, what are you doing here, sort of thing.
Hello!
And then they were like, stop. No more interaction, and then literally I was put in on the show, and we just went for one date, and it was only ever meant to be a bit of a date for Gemma as like as a story.
And did it?
But it blew up. I never expected it.
And what way did it go? Was it serious in a way? Did it get to something that you didn't think it would?
Honestly, yeah, I just didn't expect. I didn't expect to be the hit. I mean, you see yourself go on Twitter. Like I went up like 40,000 followers overnight. My Twitter was going crazy. People were, you know, really liking my first appearance on the show.
Well, Towie hadn't had anyone like that up until that point where you were going like, I mean,
I read
you
a book. I read a book. I was like, what? I actually read books.
And what?
They were like that.
Mark
what?
Wright has never read a book in his life. Don't accuse him of that.
Did it have lots of photos and pictures?
Yeah, was like, OK Magazine. I was like, not quite, but I was, you know, my whole thing with it and what I've been trying to do thereafter is to show that, Essex is full of, you know, the type of stereotypes. But at the same time, there's a lot of us that are very well educated, got work ethic, work hard, we're focused, we're driven, can speak nicely.
Definitely. Because, I mean, for you not to have really a social life, you're putting all that into your family, I mean, at a young age. Not many young guys would do that, would they? No. They'd want to be out with their mates or, you know, getting drunk.
This is where I believe in like timing, because I was at about 25 years old, I was getting a bit sort of itchy and
restless.
Like, I was like, I'm a bit bored of this, and I've got a bit of money now, and I've got business acumen and all that, but I'm not filling my life up with the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So when Essex came my way, it was like boom, one end to the other. Like I was thrown into this big show. It was in its peak, sort of around that area, if you like that timing of the series. And then my life has obviously changed. I went on my own journey, and then obviously it's been eventful ever since.
Yeah,
it's been great.
So. But you were such a hit.
Do you know what? I don't want to sit and go, yes,
yeah,
I
you were.
Do you know what? The fact is, that was 4 years ago, and I'm still talking about it. And people still say, you were my favourite on Towie.
You were my favourite.
Thank you.
Because you're so likeable. You're genuine. Because sometimes I think on that show, you think, oh, it's a bit made up, are they being the real person? But you were yourself.
But things kind of ended a bit awkwardly with Gemma, didn't they? At the time. I mean, I know you're fine now, but...
Yeah.
She can be a feisty thing.
The problem is, she's feisty. She's a, you know... She's got a great energy about her, and I initially really warmed to her. She gets wound up very quickly, as we have seen on The Jungle and in Big Brother, and I'm sure at events and stuff you've seen it. She's
maybe
she's an energy force that you don't want to reckon with at times. If she's in a good mood, she's amazing. If she's not feeling it that day, you know it. You know, the producers, I would say, were winding her up about me. I think she always thought that she was going to be set up for a bit of a, you know, my revelation, if you like, or I was going to do something that was going to make her look stupid.
Yeah.
So I think that she was always a bit edgy around me. But she played the game very well. She plays, I think she plays the TV game very well. Like, she's entertaining.
Yeah, she's very entertaining. I mean, even the jungle, when she left, my boys were gutted. They were like, oh, yeah, no, Gemma's gone.
Wanted
because
her to do it.
She had to leave for that ham sandwich and a bag of Quavers, didn't
she's
she? That
was funny. She's funny.
You can't help but laugh. No. My mum loves her, and I really like her mum, Joan. Joan's lovely. And
Joan Collins.
Joan Collins, the legend.
legend that is.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of time for Gemma, and we're all cool now. And obviously, a lot of my edginess was because I wasn't comfortable within my own skin, and that's the only thing I regret about the show, is that I feel that sometimes people say to me, why have you not been on this other show, why have you not done that? And I think that the only problem was on TOWIE, I was a little bit of a square peg in a round hole because I didn't really know who I was.
Yeah.
So I tried to be the boys, really I wasn't feeling it. I tried to date the girls, obviously
I wasn't
feeling it.
Yeah.
I wasn't comfortable being gay at that time. So it was like, what can I do?
You felt a bit out of sorts.
And on those sort of shows, you need to kind of...
But honesty is actually quite important.
People really feel it. Yeah. They could see I'm a nice guy and I'm struggling, but until you really know who you are and what you are, it was hard for producers to say, well, you're that. Because if I'd gone in openly gay, I probably would have had a gay relationship on the show and you would have followed
You'd be with Bobby now.
Would you be with Harry or Bobby?
they're lovely boys. I love Bobby. I genuinely think Bobby's amazing.
He's been on the show. He makes me laugh.
I think he's on to big things as well. I think he's going to have a good career. And Harry's lovely. But if I'd been one or the other, I think that the aftermath or my time on the show might have been a little bit more... even bigger than what it was.
Yeah.
That's my, not regret.
Why did you go in the end, though? What, I mean, was it your decision? Did you think?
Well, the producers were at a point where it was a crossroads where you've got to figure out where it is you want to go. And still, when they were kind of, they knew I was struggling internally, and their attitude was, you either kind of open up and just say what it is you need to say and we follow that journey, or you take some time out and figure it out yourself. In my private life, like, there was things going on in my home environment with my parents splitting up, and there was a lot of real life pressures, business. I still had like loans over my head and commitments that I had to try and think, hang on a minute, what's really real and important here is that my mum's okay and the businesses and everything are not going to go bankrupt. I need to step away from this, and if they want me back, I would go, maybe back in time, or maybe my time was done. So then it was not until a good 6-7 months after that I got the call to go on This Morning, because I knew one of the producers on the show. She knew I'd confided in her a little bit about, you know, having feelings for a guy.
That was a big moment. That was like a big...
It was huge. Again, I didn't think for one second that was going to be such big news or such a big deal
at
that time.
How frightening was that? Did your family know? Do you know how it went?
My mum and my sister were my priority, and they were totally cool with it. And so they know I'd been struggling. And obviously, through the fog of what my mum was going through, she was like, Charlie, I just want you to be happy.
Exactly.
Did I need to do it in such a public way? There was always a bit of an argument, do I, don't I? But people had followed my journey on a big reality show. No one was quite sure.
Yeah.
And this was my time to say, look, this is why I struggled. And this is where I'm at now. And I want to move forward at 29 years old. So I never looked back from that day. And I would never regret that moment. It was amazing.
You got great reaction as
well. Yeah, you did. And amazing, you did it with James Ingham as well, didn't you?
Did it with James Ingham.
Because we were talking about it in the car.
We were talking about this on the way in. I'm friends with James. And,
yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a lovely guy. But that was hard. I mean, for me,
I came out of school. That was hard enough, you know. But like... to do it, to be at your age and to also be doing it on television,
it's a risky thing. It is risky, but I wanted to, you know, like being on a reality show, it's about your real self. And I just thought, well, this is a 10-minute segment on a big morning show to talk about who I really am or where I'm at in my life. And I feel that it was my duty to your big followings that you get on these social medias and people that interact with you to say, well, this is my truth.
Yeah.
And actually... I want to help people.
Yeah.
I feel we are given these amazing opportunities and these, you know, exposures and all these type of things, because if we use it right, we can really benefit people.
Exactly.
It's not all just about ourselves and all the great selfies and everything. It's about saying, well, look, I struggled, you might struggle, this is how I'm dealing with it. If I can deal with it, you can deal with it.
Yeah, totally.
And the aftermath was amazing.
Yeah, but very brave of you. Honestly, I just thought that was incredible. Yeah. And how was the relationship with your father? Is that because I always think that was tricky, because I you know, I've got two boys and I think they could tell me anything, but it is difficult because one's all very quiet about who what he gets up to, and it is difficult because at the end of the day, that's your parents.
I mean, there's always that slight fear with, you know, you're not your macho son for your dad and all that type of thing, or you're not a boy's boy. But my biological father, bless him, he's a simple guy. He doesn't quite get it. He doesn't understand entertainment. He doesn't really get the whole, you know, coming out thing or the gay thing or whatever. He's just a very simple guy. But he is very respectful to how I want to live my life. He doesn't ask questions, and that's fine. We don't need to talk about it too much. As long as I'm happy, he's happy. And then with my stepfather, he'd gone by then. He'd, you know, moved on. I didn't feel the need to have to talk to him about it. And I didn't care of his opinion. At the end of the day, he'd left my mum, so...
Yes.
He's left me.
So, you know what?
Goodbye.
So
really, it was my mum and my sister.
Mum's important.
And
my
granddad. And everyone was good, and the public were great, so...
And what's the situation now then? Are you loved up?
I am loved up, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Stephen looks upset.
I've been single for 6 years, babe, so as I keep saying, you know what I mean?
Nothing
I'm totally all right
on.
With it now.
I can, let's go on the pool, let's go find you someone.
I'm not even into it anymore. Was that kind of hard? Was that kind of...
You know, I've got to say, I'm very lucky. You know, being in the public eye and do something quite public like that, it was big, and so you do become like this new...
But I mean, did you have loads of
and people,
guys?
People
go and
give you loads
you.
Of attention, yeah.
I've had some experiences, like people come my way, quite big names as well come my way, and agents messaging me and all that rubbish. But for me, it wasn't about that. I just wanted to be cool with myself. I'm very good friends with Russell Tovey. I think you might know that. And he had a friend who was actually one of the initial reasons why I came out, is because when I met his friend prior, well, I was still on TOWIE at the time, I remember thinking, wow, he's stunning. He was Spanish. He was really warm, charismatic. And I remember thinking, I think I've got
nice
a crush
person.
Here. But he was in a relationship, and then blow me down, like, give it a couple of years later or whenever it was. I was at another party with Russell, and Javier, who I'm with now, was single. And I didn't realise it. I didn't ever think he would be interested in me. You know, he's a little bit older, and he's very, you know, he's very not into the media and all that type of stuff. And we went for lunch, and then from there it's just progressed, and we've been together over a year now. So he was my friend before, which is so
that's
nice.
That's so important.
The thing
I
is, though, what's
how
interesting
lovely.
About that is, you even though you had a boyfriend at the time, you always know. You always know if it might happen.
He had these eyes, and I just can so tell.
You just thought, give you time, man.
Like, at the end of the day, I'm new to all of this, and I was scared. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'd done celebrity dinner dates. I don't know if you ever saw me do that.
Wow.
And that was an experience. That was an eye opener. It was my first time kind of dating with, you know, going into the
with cameras
into
on
into the lion's den with people on me and whatever.
Oh,
cameras.
Bless you. It must be daunting.
It is. I mean, some of the questions guys ask you, like on first dates, if you like, you
you're
know,
thinking,
like, oh my god, is this where your head's at already? Like, you're already freaking out positions. Like, oh my god,
I need to see the one.
Came out of the worst.
Honestly, it was one of the biggest ones. Like, I got an email saying it was one of their most successful dinner dates. Lizzie, you need to get
right.
On that.
I'm going to watch. Watch it when I get home. It's my favourite show.
You should get yourself on there.
Have you not done it?
Celebrity coach trip.
Please don't talk about that. We talked about that the way in. That was a show I don't really talk about.
I've seen you on a show, there's been a few which
I don't speak about. But that's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm happy.
What was the date like? The date was
the dates were on the show.
Was it first date?
It was called dinner. Celebrity dinner date.
Yeah, so obviously
they didn't realise it was going to be me at the door. They set you
did
up.
They recognise you? What if one of them didn't?
Bizarre. The whole idea is they're meant to recognise you, and thankfully they all did. And I all scored like nines on every date. Thank you, Lord.
Who was it? That was all recently. They hadn't got a clue.
There was one with Joe Swash, wasn't there? And they didn't have a clue who he was.
Yes, Joe. And he was like, oh, well, I'm this. And he went,
It was funny. I was with Matt Johnson actually last weekend. He did the series that I did, and he had one of them episodes where, you know, they didn't have a clue who he was.
I know he had to explain himself. Well, I'm on the telly.
I'm a presenter. And I was like, it goes to show the power of TOWIE and reality. Everyone knew me.
Well, so. if you're into a program like Celeb Dinner Dates, then you probably are into TOWIE. You know, like true. So it's like a lot of crossover.
Yeah.
Do you want to do more TV? What are you thinking?
You know what? I've just been. I was just saying to Lizzie off air is that I've just been in. the pipeline for something really big that would have absolutely floodgated me, but it doesn't look like it's worked out.
Oh, never give up.
But I won't give up.
There's always a way.
And there's always projects, you know, on the horizon.
There's always opportunities.
The fitness thing seems to be...
Fitness thing, because you've got more strings to your bow, really. I think people don't realise, because you dance.
Know. Yeah, I dance. I danced at London Pride, which is then what got people talking about this show that I was in for. I'd love to do one of those big shows, just to show what I'm about, because... people don't necessarily know my potential. Mm-hmm. They might know me from the TOWIE and the reality TV, but I present, I do like corporate events, red carpets, a bit like what you've done in the past, interviewing people. I love people.
Yeah,
I love
being around good energy. You are very likeable.
I love chatting to everyone. Yeah. I want to know people's stories and the inspiration behind things and creative people.
Be a journalist.
without that tag.
No, but you know. I just think you are so... I mean, it's very rare I meet someone and I actually genuinely think they've got something, but I really do think you do.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
And I meet so many all the time, but you are so sweet. Oh, he's
well,
adorable.
You know, I just have to keep going.
So you like the dancing?
I love the dancing, and that was something that I'd like to...
Are you a trained dancer then?
Well, when I was at college...
Because what did you train as? At college,
yeah. I did performing arts, right. I did psychology, I did fitness, so I say sports science, if you like, which obviously in turn helps with the fitness thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And obviously just the general subjects at school. But then obviously having my own business, nothing, no exams and no courses can prepare you for what the real life and real customers coming in and having to structure a business at a young age can sort of the skills that gives you and the idea of life. And I think this is where I've become so personable with people, is that I treated that same person that walked in for a cup of tea and sat there all day for a pound the same as someone that would come in and spend you know the 25 quid on the steak meal. Because I don't know, I'm that sort of person, and I feel that I've got a good gauge of how to treat people and how to get something out of people.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know.
So would you stay in the restaurant game or not? It's hard graft, isn't it?
When you get the opportunities to do what we do and get to be like in entertainment, whether it's radio, TV, I always felt when I was growing up that that's what I always wanted to do. I just never thought I'd be given the opportunity or I'd find the opportunity. So like, I always loved music and I've always loved films and theatre, and I guess I just got into the business bubble because my parents were very successful, and you want to kind of, you get used to
you
a way
follow,
of life.
You just follow people into
and,
it, don't
you?
Know,
you? If you want to earn money and you want to drive those nice cars, this is the sort of way to do it. Whereas if I'd been a bit more focused on training as an actor or, you know, a DJ or something, I think that that's where I'd rather be.
Mm.
So... for me, I don't really want to go back to catering as such, but obviously I've got good experience with food, and obviously part of the fitness thing is knowing your diet and nutrition.
Yeah, so, great for your fitness.
Yeah,
do you do personal training as well? Are you trained in that?
Right? I need to know your regime, because you have such a fit body. And I've got to get very fit for a show.
Have you? That's exciting.
She won't tell anyone what it is.
Very secret squirrel. So do you literally train like... and every day.
The key to keeping fit, and I don't want to bore you with it too much, but is you have to shock the body. So, you know, it's all well and good. You're doing these long sessions where you're standing in the mirror and having a little chat and, you know, doing the same thing day in, day out, week in, week out. You're not going to get the results. It's like anything. You need, the body gets used to something.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, shit, I need to go again and shock it in some way. So then, for example, I injured my back a few weeks ago, which I've never injured myself before. But the thing was, to get back on the bandwagons, I started doing circuits. So, you know, you do not rest, really. You have like 30-second rest between doing a 10-exercise circuit. So you start with doing your...
Wow, that's hard.
It's hard. But that's how you sort of keep the muscle, but you lose the body fat. Mm. And you burn the calories when we're sitting here now. If you just did a circuit like I've done today, I know as I'm sitting here now, I'm still burning the calories. And that's the sort of stuff you need to do. And then obviously complement it with the right food. And then obviously stay away from
rosé spritzers or whatever it is.
Alcohol is a killer. That's one thing I'm
wasted calories, isn't it?
It is, really. So, but just never get too complacent in the gym. That's what I'd say. And if you feel that you're not really sweating and that heart rate isn't up, then as cruel as it is, you're not working hard
it's
enough.
It's not. Yeah. So I know.
Well, it depends, because I mean, it's unlikely that you're going to get a body like Charlie's, right? So, but it's different.
What, I think you look in incredible shape.
She is.
Thank you. That's so sweet. But I am quite lazy, and I kind of do the same thing. I don't really sweat. My trainer goes, "You don't sweat," because I've got my phone with me.
Right. Okay. The phone's
a few little tweets, a few selfies in the gym. Right. Come on. No, I'm going to take it seriously. Yeah, I might call you in.
Do you know what? If you ever want a little session, I will happily. You know,
interesting,
isn't it? If you ever want to go in the gym,
thank
Lizzie,
you,
I am there for you.
Thank you, Charlie.
100%.
So, what's your hopes and dreams for the future then? Because Towie's, you're fantastic. You made a name for yourself, but that's.
Yeah, that I think that's kind of
those
that
days
chapter's
are kind of closed. Yeah.
I did try to see about a potential return over some series, but it didn't feel right. I feel.
Do you
that
think it's changed? Quite, it's changed. The nature of
so
it's changed a lot, right?
Yeah, it's changed a lot, and I don't think I would fit into what it has become. Mm. But you know, it's a great show, and I'll always have nothing but good words to say about it. With regards to like TV presenting, I would love to do some stuff like on the red carpets. And, using again my fitness thing as well, and trying to help people feel good about themselves. Going back to the this morning thing when I came out, and the aftermath of that, and the transformation I've put myself through, is that the idea of being able to help people feel good about themselves in whatever aspect, getting confident to go to the gym, being able to go and work, being able to go on a relationship, you know, go dating to get in a relationship. If I could be of assistance in some way to help people do that and feel complete, like now how I feel, because I know what it's like to feel incomplete, then I would love to put that into like a TV format, because I think people relate to it, and anything that people can relate to, you know, we all get insecure, we all have our demons. I think anything that we can address and put out there and show a sort of a good outcome, if you like, is a really positive thing and message to do.
With those kind of things, it's finding the right platform, isn't
it's
it?
It's finding the right platform.
And that's tough.
Having the right
that's
people
really,
behind you and not always being, you know, you're that guy from Towie all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like, give me a break now. Like, I've proved myself in so many areas that I'm not just that guy. Mm. There's so much more. So it's just finding
the
right
thing.
Well,
I do think that people are forgetting that about you. Do you know what I mean? I hope that doesn't sound rude, but they're forgetting that aspect of you, because you are becoming this kind of fitness guy. You're doing the Gay Times thing. Yeah, I think people can see it, you know, like.
And you are, as I say, very likeable.
Hmm. Yeah, and that always helps.
And I think you'll do really well.
I mean, being an arsehole never gets anyone anywhere, really, does
I think
it?
You
so
should
it's
do,
good.
I'm putting it, I think you should do Strictly.
Wow. That would be the ultimate dream, wouldn't it? I hear they don't touch like reality stuff now or something.
No, but I think you would do so well because I think they need someone like you that has. And you've been through a lot. I mean,
The only person they've ever had from reality to do Strictly was Mark Wright.
Mark Wright.
They've never had anyone before or since. The problem is with Strictly is that everyone wants to do it.
Yeah,
because it's the best.
But I think you have a great story and is inspirational. Yeah. And I don't think they've had someone like you.
That's true.
You know, there's always a first.
I'm going to be your
agent.
Yeah,
definitely.
Can you please put it out there to the
universe?
I'm
being your new agent, Charlie Gay.
Strictly would be amazing.
She's Bruno's best mate.
But I am.
Right, I'm going to put it on you now then.
Okay, Charlie.
2017.
Charlie, give me a few little press-ups and things to do, and then I'll help you out. But
like
I do think you could do very well. But also, you know, doing your red carpets and sort of stuff would be fantastic.
You know, this industry is hard. But if you want something, you fight for it. Mm-hmm. The problem is with the reality star and coming off these sort of shows is that everyone's on the same kind of circuit and everyone wants the same thing and everyone's having the meetings and everyone's kind of got a project in the pipeline.
I've got it, yes.
And it gets
but is it
a bit
hard?
Like,
do you get sick of the showbiz party? So did you get sick of all that whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't go to too many, if I'm honest, which on one hand is probably a bit detrimental because obviously it's all about networking and meeting everyone. I mean, why was I not at that gifting suite today? I heard about this. I'm missing out on some nice things.
There is some good stuff.
I've never seen so many bags.
Wow.
That Stephen had.
Yeah, I did have a lot of bags.
I didn't take anything.
I'm
like, I can't take it, possibly.
I'm going to raid these bags before I leave.
No, you're not.
I'll have you on the list now.
Yeah, please do. But anything like, you know, those sort of parties, they're great, but I don't get to take them too seriously.
No,
you know,
especially if you don't drink.
And your partner doesn't really, he's not show busy. What's it come, do you talk about him? What's he does? Or is he in
engineering, so it's like a totally different sector. And it's good. I prefer it like that because I had a little taste of dating someone in showbiz world quite high profile.
I think we might know who you're talking about.
Who was that? I don't know. Well, I'm Googling.
Just stay with me.
Famous singer. Very famous singer. Sam Smith.
Yeah, and so... It, you know, I could see that that wouldn't necessarily be the right thing for me because I want to just be able to focus on what I want to do, and not saying anything to do with me and Sam, if you like, because he's in a totally different stratosphere. But I've people that are a little bit hungry for it themselves, and you find that it can get competitive and people like to get busy, and I'm just very much like I keep myself in my little bubble until I actually make it to where I want to make it to. Everyone is kind of out. If you follow someone on Twitter, that person's going to follow that person as well, and have that meeting with the same producer you're meeting, and it's hard. So
yeah, it is a hard business. It is, without a doubt.
But you're making it, Charlie. You're getting there. You're getting there.
And Charlie, you got something different than everyone else. You have talent.
I think there's a talent to me. Yeah, absolutely.
You're bright, intelligent. You got it all going. I'm very excited.
I think you've got a bright future, Charlie. Yeah. We're excited. Okay. We'll see what happens.
I'm really excited.
It's been very great to have you in the studio.
Guys, thank you for having
me. We love you here.
Thank you.
Please come back.
Well, I think he might be coming back for other things.
Ooh, Charlie!
You never know.
I'm jealous.
Well, you'll be to see more of me, darling, good. So that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, true.
Well, Charlie, thank you so much for coming
on
the show.
Thank you, guys.
And we really wish you all the best for the future.
Cheers, I appreciate that.
And I've just seen our next guest. He's waiting outside. So we've got Sam Callahan waiting.
Oh, I know this guy.
Yeah.
Ah, you see him.
The Mr. X Factor. Yeah, I saw him last night, actually.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, we'll talk about that soon.
Lovely to see you, Charlie.
Right,
you thanks
too.
For being
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks.
Cheers. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the people who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get this sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. We'll be right back.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you.
Candy, are you eating a biscuit?
I'm God full. It's a bourbon.
Someone's starving, aren't they?
I'm so hungry. I've just realised I haven't eaten.
Well, you're not the only one, because we've got our next guest in the studio.
And he's
eating a biscuit as well, aren't you, Sam Callahan?
I am, but I finished mine.
Sam, you don't look like you ever eat biscuits with that body of yours.
I try not to.
We've got the fittest guys ever in the Fubar studio.
I know, and we've just been eating food.
Sorry.
Disappointing. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah,
Sam,
really good.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Incredible shape. That all the boys looking
thank
good
you
today.
Very much.
It's because the sun's out.
Yeah, it's true.
Sun's out.
So, Sam, well, what has life been like? Because, I mean, can we go to the very beginning?
This is what we did with Charlie.
We need
it right
to go
back
to the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Sam, how did X Factor actually come about in the beginning?
Oh my god, it goes way further back than that.
Right.
Basically, so I've always been into performing of kind of different kinds. That started when I was rubbish at schools, rubbish at academic stuff. My parents took me to Stagecoach on a Saturday.
Boys out.
Yeah. Mm. It's really good.
What Stagecoach?
It's a drama and sort of theatre they do.
Like group.
Yeah, right, okay. Classes.
But it kind of was just to give me a little bit of confidence, you know, which it really did. I found that I loved performing. Then I ended up going to stage school because I was bullied at normal school.
Oh. What stage school did you go to?
I went to Sylvia Young.
Oh, yeah, same as my son.
There you go.
I've heard of Sylvia Young. Okay.
Yeah, Sylvia Young, very good.
Yes, so it was fantastic. It was really cool. And then I think I got to about 13, 14, and I started writing my own music, and I started playing the guitar and things like that. Realised I want to do commercial music. So when I came out of school, I got into a band that was managed by Jerry Halliwell and Simon Fuller. Which I did for like 2-3 years, and just kind of realised that it wasn't going anywhere. There was a lot of like, I don't know, there was a lot of false promises. And
was Jerry full of, I mean, was she was she hands on? Was she there helping?
His face says no. I think he's giving it away by the look on his face.
I've been told that
you
I can be honest on
you
this
can be honest. You can say, you can swear, you can do whatever you like.
To be honest, I think she like the biggest gig we did was to her daughter Bluebell at a birthday party and like a few family friends.
Oh god,
I mean Mel C was there, which was quite cool.
Oh yeah, so you got to meet two-fifths of the Spice Girls.
But I think it was like Jerry, Mel C and Bluebell.
She wouldn't be there now though. She's not doing the Spice Girls, would she?
Yeah, Mel C's not. No. So that didn't end very well.
So it didn't end well. So I left, and I was
the one
that was like,
"Get me some work, you bitch."
No, yeah. So I was like, "Right, this isn't for me. I need to go and do my own thing." And then I started building up like a fan base on social media. You know, the power of social media is amazing. So I built up about 20,000 fans on my social media just by doing like free gigs and that. I've gone up and down the country in my like banged out old clapper.
Bless you. How hard was that? Because you want to earn money, but you've got to keep going.
Did
mum and dad support
through.
You?
Yeah, I've got the most supportive parents ever, but they're also not like, I mean, they're not rich. Yeah. So,
so you've got to earn some money.
So I've still got to sort myself out.
Go, Sam, go and get a normal job, please.
Do you know what? Like, I've always kind of had that drilled into me, which I'm very lucky because of that.
But I
must have gone through in that in the next year before X Factor. So there was a year between leaving Jerry's band and then doing X Factor, and I must have gone through about 20 jobs. I was like, I was a pizza boy at one point. I worked at Nando's. I worked at a go-kart track. I did loads of
It's all those
things.
Kind of jobs you do when you're looking for real another job.
Oh, 100%. It's just
I love go-karting. Are you good at it? I've got a big
We should go for a race.
Yeah,
oh,
please.
Come on now, guys.
I have a go-karting event. I need someone that can actually do go-karting.
Right,
you're
in. Well, Sam's
in.
100%.
Woo! Like,
a go-karting event.
You better
event.
Not just be fronting. This has got to be legit.
It's quite good. It's good.
Right, so hold on. You're getting Charlie King on Strictly. You're getting Sam in this go-karting event.
I don't think Sam's got the short straw there.
Yeah,
but no, go-karting's great. Fine.
Yeah.
Right, hold on. We're not talking about go-karting now, are we?
Sorry.
So, yeah, so you were.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
You were gigging. You were going around the country. You had loads of social media followers.
And then, to be honest, my thing was always, you know what, music's my first port of call, and that. If I have a gig come up or something that to do with music come up, then I'm not going to be at work. And I pretty much just said that. And that's why I went through so many jobs.
Sam's not in again.
Yeah.
Sacked.
But I was fine with that because I knew what I wanted. And then unfortunately, I just kind of ran out of money to do what I wanted. Because the sad thing about music and the industry I'm in is that I think there's so much talent out there, but what people don't realise is that it costs to pursue it, and it costs to really get into it. And there's so many people who I think have so much talent who don't do as well as someone who really may not have so much talent.
Well, they've got the backing and sponsorship.
Yeah, but exactly, they've got the support. I think
it's a very tough industry. I think music more than anything. I mean, it really is, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, when I say that, people think I'm just moaning, but it's nice to hear someone else say.
No, I do know.
But that's where the X Factor came in, then, right?
So I mean, it kind of the idea came about a few times before. I was like, no, I don't want to do it. No, I don't want to do it.
Why didn't you want to do it? Why?
Because I felt that everything I was making great progress with, like my fan base and my music. I was writing music, recording music, and the fans were loving it and things like that. And although my fan base then was tiny compared to what it is now, they were still very supportive and very kind of fanatic. And I loved that, and I thought it was very special. And I didn't want that to be tainted by, oh, you've been handed it on a plate because you're on X Factor, which I still get, unfortunately. But I think you kind of, if you go into something like X Factor, you've got to suck it up and realise that, you know, it is what it is. It's you know, partly it's just the game. It's all, you know, they're trying to get ratings, things like that.
But a great opportunity.
Exactly.
As well.
Exposure-wise,
which is why I took it.
You did very well, obviously.
Thanks.
Who was on the panel when you were?
You were the Gary Barlow, weren't you? In the
There
was no Simon.
There was no
Simon that year.
No, we didn't have Simon. We had Gary instead, unfortunately.
And what happened with Gary? He wasn't your biggest.
He wasn't my biggest fan. To be honest, like, I'm not really sure what his view is on me, like legit, because on one hand, like, on the show, he was mean as mean can be. Like, he was really harsh. And then, like, backstage, sometimes he was really nice. And then, like, at one point, I remember having a little jam with him to... what was the song I sang last? I can't even remember. I've tried to wipe that from my memory. but yeah, oh, Faith. So we were having a little jam on the guitar and he was singing along. But then it would all change again. I just was a bit confused about him. But, I mean, everybody else, like, I mean, Sharon was, I think, probably my favourite.
Yeah.
And then there's Nicole, just for other reasons.
She's a hot woman.
She is.
She's incredible.
And was Louis there? But who was the judge that loved you? Who looked after you?
Looked after me. Louis looked after me.
Yeah.
But yeah. But why are you laughing?
But like, yeah.
No. What I was going to say
you
is to be honest.
You sound like a pop star. You don't.
Do you know what? He did that once. He went for that, God. And I was just like, he said it.
He said it. I like Louis.
You sound like a pop star. You look like a pop star. You are a pop star.
You are a pop star.
That was like hot fire.
And then that means you've gone next week, doesn't it?
Yeah. And that's it. You're out.
He does the dolphin clap, when you know. But you did do very well. You hooked up with one of the contestants.
Oh yeah, that happened.
I remember that. Go, oh, because I remember I was there backstage. I went and I saw you. I thought, what a lovely. He was so sweet. And then I saw her hovering about. I was like, oh, I know this is something's happening.
But it happens, right? You get a load of young people together in a competition,
because it's quite tough. Isn't
you go
it?
What?
You grow close, don't you? To people.
Yeah, well, I think
you only have each other in those situations.
In a situation like that, you're either gonna love someone or hate someone. So to be honest, at the time I loved everyone there. Like everyone became like what I called my X Factor family. Which sounds a little bit weird for Tamira, but but do you know what I mean? Like everyone was really close and got on great at the time. So.
And then so you left. What happened immediately after that?
Then
you panic. Yeah,
you
have a breakdown.
You did very well. Can I add?
Thank you very much. That's lovely.
You do.
I mean, like, what do you mean?
You're
on the show?
No, no. So once you booted out of the show, what happened after that? Like,
so you get like you have like a treadmill of just gigs that everybody does after the X Factor.
Yeah, you have to do GAY.
Yeah, you did. You start with GAY. Yeah, and you do all of those. And that was great. I got my first bottle thrown at me in Swindon, but that's right. They missed. I was like, I was up on like a really high stage.
You had a bottle thrown at you.
Yeah, it landed next to me, and I just laughed at it. I was like, oh, and you missed. I was like, have another go. And then the bouncers just jumped on this guy. I was like, ooh. But yes, it was a whole kind of life experience from there on. I did that. I did. I was on the front cover of Gay Times twice.
I remember
those
pictures.
Best-selling issue, I must just say.
Ooh, Sam!
Which I thought was
gonna
really
Google
cool.
That picture as we speak.
Don't pretend you haven't got it in your bedroom.
Well, of course, it's framed. Don't say anything. But yeah, so you're very successful, and it
Thank
went
you.
Very well. I mean, so you don't regret doing it?
No, definitely not. Like, I mean, after that, we did the tour, which was like a 42-day arena
great.
Tour.
I came to the tour.
Did you? Where
yes.
did you come to?
It was at Wembley. It was the first night, and I was with Gail Porter. There was a big box. Kind of for celebrities.
Amazing.
But everyone got very drunk.
I've right. never been to an X Factor
And they
tour
said
again.
No more drink. That was it, because everyone was getting out.
So you
hand.
Can't even remember who you saw.
And they got my son to get a little, he was only little, to get a pick and open this safe of drink, which he did.
On the tour?
Yeah.
What a legend.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Oh my God. I mean, celebrities at those kind of events are the worst, because they're not even watching
backstage
who's on the
and unlocked them
very,
for us.
We were so naughty.
We were just sitting there looking at them.
Yeah, it was fun. No, but we made extra noise when you came on because we were all in good spirits. We were like, yay!
Very good spirit. Sam,
always in
Sam
good
Bailey won your year, right?
Sam Bailey won, yeah, who's an absolute diamond.
Yeah,
she's lovely.
She's a lovely lady, isn't she?
Yeah, she's great. I went to her.
We all love her.
She had a single launch recently.
She did, yes. Yeah, yeah.
That was really, really cool. It was good to catch up because I haven't seen her for ages.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very down to earth and normal. But then she split from Simon, and she was quite vocal on that, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. She was afterwards.
To be honest, like I think a lot of people have I have to be careful what I say because of this reason. But are scared of what certain powers at B can do. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's something not to be scared of, because there are things that go around it that you hear about about people and companies and stuff that just completely screw people over. So, like, I think people get scared about what to say, like, when things go wrong. But I think it's quite cool. Like, the Sam's just like, well, no, that's a bit out of order.
She said it straight, didn't she? She really said,
well, she
I'm not
did.
Happy.
And I remember the next year when, because it was the change of judges and all that kind of stuff, she was saying that Simon basically doesn't want someone of her age to win the competition again and all that kind of stuff. And it kind of proved true, because they didn't let anyone in the next year that was as old as her go through. Like, so
fair enough.
But that, you know, it's like, it's you do, when you go on X Factor, you are playing a game and you
but
are involved in a big
platform. It gives you a great platform and opportunity in that way as well. So
definitely.
You're both you're dancing a bit with the devil, but you're getting a great, you know, chance that you wouldn't ordinarily get.
It's true, yeah.
The tour for me was like a bit of a double-edged sword, because it's all been in the press, so we don't need to talk about it too much, but there was a big incident on the tour, which was unfortunate, because I felt that everybody was like I say, really close and like family. And then it all, after that, everyone started to sort of disperse, and it's sad now, because I speak to everyone on, like, every now and then, and I'll be like, oh, who are you still talking to? And they're like, oh, I don't really talk to anyone from the, which is a shame.
Because who was on the tour with you? It was a great tour, I have to say. That was a great show.
So it was Nicholas.
It was still the best, like, the best thing I've ever done in my life, the tour.
Aww.
Like, I can recall that feeling and that memory of standing there with 20,000 people in front of you singing a song and having everybody sing back to you and cheering at you and taking photos and flashing lights. And that is literally, like, that for me is, like, the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, I bet.
It's incredible.
It must get quite addictive as well, though. Do you know what I mean? Like,
100%.
Do you find it's like you're still chasing that kind of feeling?
There is a reason that I can 100% relate to that people... I mean, like, James Arthur went to rehab at one point, and other people from the show have done... and it's because it's an amazing opportunity and experience that you just don't get.
Yeah.
People don't get that. People don't experience that in life. Like,
massive adrenaline,
the tiniest percentage do.
Mm.
And it's just, if it goes well for you and you get that opportunity, then you get to experience it in like a nanosecond.
Mm.
And to then go from that, even though you're then performing loads and performing at gigs and stuff, like, you're not doing the O2 Arena and Wembley every night to 20,000 people. We did like that for 42 days.
That must have been
42 days.
That is incredible. And for that to then suddenly stop, you must hit a real low.
It's nuts. Yeah.
Is it
the thing is, on one hand, like, when you think about it, you do, but on the other hand, you don't really have time to think about it. So like, if you do think about it, and if you're like, oh, like, that's, when's that going to come around again? That's a difficult thing. Like, that's what I'm always working for. That's what I work for every single day. Every time I get up early in the morning, go to bed late at night, doing my music, doing something to do with my career, because that's what I've tasted and that's what I want. And I think that after the show, you're still busy and stuff, so you don't really think about it too much, but everybody has their quieter moments, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So
unbelievable. I mean, to get that reaction, you were so popular. I remember when I came to the show, everyone went, man, you came on stage.
Thank you.
I did.
You did.
All right,
did.
Lizzie, honestly, you're on heat today.
Was it your bra that landed on my microphone?
Oh, could have been.
Ah, I see.
Would have knocked you out.
The new Tom Jones
landed on my head like a hat.
New pair of earphones.
But things are obviously going pretty well, because you've got a single out.
Yes, things
Sam,
are going amazing.
So tell us all what's happening now, because it's all very exciting.
And it's all very different. I love it. I love it. That's the name of the song. So basically, I had an opportunity where someone said, we produce house music, dance music, club music. We really love your voice, and that we'd like to record it and do like a feature, which was with Soul Shaker, who a lot of people know.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, really big in the
very
house
big
industry. And
B hits. I mean, that's mega.
So we started writing, and then we decided this was going to be like a Sam Callahan featuring Soul Shaker mix, and I wanted to put this single out. And the more I was writing it, the more I was kind of getting into it, and I started listening to that sort of stuff. I can tell you now, I have fallen in love with this music. And there's always been that thing of, like, I think one of my problems when I came out of X Factor was that I loved performing and I loved singing and doing music, but I didn't really know what music. I didn't have that artistry that I'm, this is my direction. And now I have, which is fantastic because I eat, sleep and breathe it. So this song came around and we wrote this, and all of a sudden it was being distributed in to loads and loads of different DJs, at loads of parties with, like, one of them in Miami had about 30,000 people at it, and they all started, like, playing the song afterwards.
Wow. Awesome.
And, so, yeah, like, we had Dasko remix the song, we had Mob Culture remix the song, DM, all these amazing, like, huge DJs. And, I mean, this is the Soul Shaker edit that did the best. It went number 5 in the iTunes chart.
Wow.
Amazing.
Which was great. So,
well, let's give it a listen then.
Can we play it, please?
Give it a listen, and then we're going to give you our feedback afterwards.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right, Gary.
The more I try, the less I feel myself fading. Where am I now? Will I find my way when it's all changing? No one's coming.
For that, weren't you? I'm into
that
it. It's good.
Catchy immediately.
Yeah, really
Thank
good.
You.
I loved it.
I'm getting like chilled Ibiza vibes. I'm getting like sunset.
Why
happening.
Are we not in Ibiza?
Yeah,
now,
I know.
Man. We could be broadcasting from Ibiza.
We're on Cali Road.
That is a hit. That is incredible.
Yeah, really
Thank
good.
Thank you so much.
You're really good.
Thank you.
I want it to play on my way home. I'm getting it. I'm going
to get the Wi-Fi
right,
on
I'm
mate.
Getting the Wi-Fi. That was so cool. Honestly.
So do you think that's the kind of genre of stuff you're going to do now? Because that's not what I think people would expect from you.
God,
it? if they'd followed your journey.
So many people, I think, like, after seeing me on X Factor, because, I mean, we had, our year had about 12 million people every Saturday night watching, which is nuts.
It was like the one of the peak years, wasn't it?
But then everyone now is like, oh my God, this is not what we were expecting, which it wasn't what I was expecting. Do you know what I mean?
But Sam, but that is so cool. I mean, Justin Bieber can do that. That is amazing.
Hell yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, really.
No,
good.
Seriously, we got to play this. I'm going to really.
We'll keep it for next week's show.
A-list it.
Yeah.
So, music's your biggest love, but is there another love in your life? Are we allowed to ask? I'm getting these tweets.
Are we talking about women, or are we talking about like other things?
We're talking about women, because I'm getting loads of girls tweeting in going, he is fit, he's hot. What the hell? Because you had a little public love life with, you know, I can't remember her name, from X Factor.
To be honest.
Yeah. No, she was very pretty, actually.
She was very pretty. She's a lovely girl.
Still friends?
Yeah, we're still friends. Yeah, she's like, she texts me every now and then, and we talk a bit.
We talk a bit.
Yeah, but nothing like, not like it was. But yeah, no. To be honest, I'm just enjoying myself.
Mm. Yeah.
The thing is,
enjoying
right,
the music.
I'll be honest. I had a girlfriend not too long ago, and I lose focus slightly. Not a lot. Like other people might not realise, but for me, I do. And I definitely realise. And I think. I mean, you'll understand this. Like, what I'm trying to achieve is such a big goal that you have to just. I have to be on it every day for every hour. Like, you know, and every now and then you get a break, but you have to keep going.
You got
to
keep going.
And I don't want my mind to wander. So maybe. I mean, I think the
important
thing.
You're still young.
Thing,
I mean, how old are you, Sam?
I'm 22.
Yeah.
But I
Gosh,
think what's.
You're so young.
Don't you think, though, Lizzie? Like.
I feel I've known you forever. You're looking bubba. <bye-bye. laughs>
Don't you think, though, it's important? Like, I was talking to my sister about this, and you have to. When you meet someone and it's the right person, that kind of thing won't matter because they'll drive you.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
You won't lose focus, and you'll be, you know. You'll be,
when you meet the right person, you know.
Yeah.
Because they make you want to keep going and do what you do. They support you, but.
I don't know yet.
You don't want to drag your. You're only young, you're 22. Oh.
Don't want to drag your caboose down with someone that's
no,
not worth your time.
Baby. Now, what about the States, though? Have you thinking, you know, thoughts about going to LA and.
I nearly went to Philadelphia within like the last month to do a really big house event, which I got invited to. But the priority right now is the next song and the campaign that we're putting together and all this stuff.
And you're working on that now, are you?
Yeah, and I was writing and recording that track. And to be honest, this first one was almost a bit of a punt for me.
I think
punt,
that is incredible. But I think, I don't know everything on music, but that, I think, could do really well in the States.
Yeah, well, it went, it's gone number one in the Track It Down chart, which is a DJ chart in the States. It went number one in the King of Spins chart, which is another, like, house chart in the States. It went number five in the Music Week commercial pop chart here. So it's, like, it's done really good.
It's very well.
Which
and
is
that allows
I,
you to do the next
I
one.
I kind of went, it was funny because... I've never really been into dance music, but someone was like, you know, do this song, or yeah, we did it, and it just sort of went out, and I didn't really promo it, because...
Did you do, like, a little video for it?
Yeah, we did a video. It's online, it's on YouTube and stuff, but the DJs kind of promo it for you, and I'm used to, like, if you're going to put a song out, you're doing stuff every day to really promote it and stuff, and then all of a sudden it went, like, number one in this chart, and number one in that chart, and number five in this chart, and, you know, and I was just like...
You probably should do something with
it. Yeah, I was like, apparently I'm quite good at dance music.
That is incredible.
But that's good, so, that's a good way of finding out, you know, and it's working out
this
well
is
for
your
you.
Genre. This is...
Yeah, I can see it.
I can see this.
Thank you very much. But that's why like, with this one, I'm like, well, if that happened with not too much promo, I mean, I'm kind of setting the bar high here, but I think that if we give it a real good go, like, I think my fan base right now is more active as well right now than it was when I released that. I think that
well, they know you can do it. They know you're doing it.
My profile's higher and everything. Yeah, and I'm more into it, more into the dance music. So I think, like, this next one should hopefully do even better.
Well, we're very excited to see what comes.
That is fantastic. I'm saying now, this guy.
He's going to be.
You, man.
I want to.
Stop back at the table,
Lynn.
You
want to
watch?
Management. I want to. take him and
Jesus.
You, and I, honestly, you're you better than Bieber. I'm saying
all
this
right,
now.
All right, you two.
Sam's better than Bieber. I'm saying it here now. I'm Fuba.
Well, Sam's the new Bieber.
You are.
Ooh.
I'm going to write that on
that's
Twitter.
That's a big, tall order. Isn't it?
I mean, he's
it's a nice thing to say.
No pressure or nothing. But,
and you're a nicer person.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you. That's not lovely. Though.
No, but Sam, thank you so much for coming in the studio.
Yeah, Sam,
today.
Thank you, man. And please, next on the next track, we want you in here.
Yeah.
100%.
We'll get you in again.
100%.
And we'll be playing that next week, I think, if we can get
that.
Can
we please
organized.
Play it again before
we can't
the
play
show
it again
ends.
On the show today, Lizzie, no.
I actually got goosebumps.
I've got another mix that you can play later if you want.
next week's show, we can't play the same track twice, Lizzie.
It's a different mix, just saying.
It's a different mix.
Just saying.
Tweet if
we'll
you want it. All right.
Right,
Sam,
all right.
Thank
a big
you.
Bad
yeah. Love you, Sam, as always.
No worries. Thank you so much for having
like
me.
I feel like you're my little protege. I mean, I've known you forever. When he was little, protege.
All right, okay. Well, protege. Thanks, Sam. Thanks right. very much.
No worries. I love you. Thank you very much, guys.
Love, Sam.
To believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful. Selling a dream, smoking mirrors keep us waiting on a miracle, on a miracle. Say go through the darkest of days, having to heartbreak away, never let you go.
Himself, Ricky Norwood.
How you doing, man?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, it's a real pleasure. How have you been?
I've been good. I mean, it's taken me a little while to get back to life, back to reality.
Does it really, though?
It does. I mean, it was crazy for me. Like, I remember the first night that everybody, once we left and we done, like, the bots and it was our after party and stuff like that, all I wanted to do was go home. And
they didn't let you.
Yeah, well, they were like, look, you got to go to the hotel, just press in the morning. And I was like, listen, I don't care what we got in the morning. You can give me a car at 5 in the morning if you but I'm going home. And I went home and I sat on my sofa. And at that point, it just I just had a little bit of a mind melt. It was crazy, you know. 1 minute ago, I was trapped in a house where I couldn't get out. Now I'm at home, and
it's just back to normal.
Yeah, and you, you guys saw what was happening in there, but you didn't see everything that was going. So it was just there was a lot going on, and it did. It took me a few days to kind of just get back to okay. Back to normal, you know, and
but now you are.
Yes, yes, I've seen my friends, I've seen my family, and I've visited my local pub, which you know
you're just
everything
feeling
is
like zenned out. Yeah. You're like totally back to normal,
totally back in.
Because that house was pretty nuts. I mean, like even on Big Brother standards, that was intense. Like and Bear playing like that role or whatever he was playing, like. Was it as weird as it seemed on the outside?
It was weirder for me in there. It was just stuff that I wasn't used to. You know, a great stat that I said as well in my interview that Grant came up with was that you guys only get to see 6-7% out of 100% of that day. You don't even get 10% of that day.
Yeah.
So when you don't get to see the prods and the pokes and the little bits, that the wind-ups that have happened before, and then you just kind of get to see the explosion. You just kind of get to see the actual event. And it's just crazy. You know, the energy in there was, it was nasty at times. The tension was always really, really high. And one of the funny, I haven't seen too much. I haven't watched it back.
Okay.
But I've seen a couple of clips here and there on Twitter. And one of the clips that has actually made me laugh was like the balloon when everybody had was wearing the balloons, because that day itself, like there was so much tension, there was so much like angst at that point, like a Bear had kind of wound up every single person that I cared about in there, and I was just like, what's going on? And he popped Katie's balloon and she just went mad, and I was just like, that is it. Like I started boiling. I was like, what is going on here? Like, you better not touch my balloon. And it's only a balloon, like seriously. Like, but it
it's
was crazy.
All so much hyped up. It's a TV show at the end of the day, so I guess it's all really hyped up. You are stuck there. There's like, you're not getting out of it. So yeah, I can see how that would happen.
It's living under a magnifying glass. Everything is intensified. Every little bit of information that you get is intensified. You analyse 100 times more than you would normally.
And you don't trust anything, I guess they say either. So it's like,
you know, you can't trust anything. It was just it was crazy, kind of just being trapped in that kind of nastiness, and that kind of mugged me down. But what took me out of that was the beautiful people that I got to spend some time with in there. You know, I got to meet some really good people and make some great friends from
there. Well, we had James Whale come on the show last week, and he was actually saying that you were his favourite person in there.
Oh, I got on with James.
Probably like, the most normal of the whole.
Well, I mean, you know, like, I'd never, myself and himself, I know, guaranteed, had never done any type of reality TV before. And, you know, I was just trying to be me, trying to react to the situation that I was in. I wasn't in there kind of thinking, oh, I need to make a TV show. I was just trying to be real in a reality show.
Yeah.
And, you know, the majority of times that I got the conversations that I enjoyed was with J-Mo. Like, we got to speak about society. We got to speak about politics. You know, sometimes he would come with his view and it'd be kind of, you know, let's say just a little bit backdated, and I'd come with the response from today's kind of world, and we'd kind of meet in the middle, and we'd have an understanding about each other's opinions, and that was great. That's what I was there for, to kind of invest in people, you know. You know, Sammy was fantastic. I really got on with Sammy, but the three that really kind of got me through was, like, you know, Frankie, Aubrey, and Renee.
The Americans.
Like, yeah, like, they were just, because they kind of saw it, you know, as weird as it was to me, it was to them.
Yeah.
So, you know, just straight away, you kind of had this combined sense of reality or what is going on. You had this shared mentality at the time. So, you know, it forced us to come together. And those three are beautiful, all for different reasons, you know, but them three are just beautiful people.
They've got their own nut sides to them.
Oh, yeah, but, like, beautiful, like, the whole way through, you know. Like, Renee, she's just, you know, for good or for bad, if she's a friend of yours, she'll tell you whether you're doing good or whether you're doing bad. You know, like, some people will let you have food in your teeth, yeah?
And wouldn't say anything.
And wouldn't say a thing. But your friend would be like, bro, like, you need to...
quickly.
You need to sort that out real quick, bro, you know? And that's what she's like. And, you know, she's straight as an arrow. She's, when she flares up, when she goes, she goes. But we had some fantastic conversations. And, you know...
Do you think you mentioned the conversations you had with James. Do you think that part of that... I've kind of felt watching it that... although, obviously, you have very... good background coming from EastEnders and that.
Yeah.
You were kind of the least celeb like celeb-y. You know what I mean? You weren't that ego kind of driven.
Yeah.
And did you find that hard to deal with those kind of people who maybe have come from reality shows and that's all they've known? They're driven by that kind of...
Yeah, I just couldn't believe what people were doing to kind of make TV. Mm-hmm. And, or you know, to kind of make sure that the cameras were on them at certain times, you know? So I'm not one to kind of fight over something that is not really that important. Or if it's desperate, if you desperately want something, mm-hmm. then I'll be normally the one that stands back, you know?
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just the kind of the need of it. The way I described it in there, I don't know whether it ever came out, but, you know, if there's a slice of bread and there's five of us, we all know that it has to be sliced five ways. Now, we all know that. But if two people run over and desperately want it and they rip it and they shove half in their mouth and they're like, yeah, can I still have my half? And, you know, that kind of desperate nature, that type of greed, that type of nastiness, I'm just like, well, you know what, you guys have it because you need it. Yeah. And I kind of do that, you know. I've always kind of been like that. I started in dance. I never claimed that I should be front and centre, but if you put me front and centre, I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same with Eastie's. When I was in Eastie's, you know, I started my first year, I had like 30 second scenes, maybe a minute, maybe I'd come in at the end of a scene. And, you know, and one of the greatest things in my life was at the end of that year, I got the NTA for Best Newcomer. And I was like, after having a year of kind of just bitterness, I still kind of said something that responded to people.
Yeah.
So I've never been one to kind of being like, yeah, you know, it's like, I'll show you that I deserve it.
You're not like a peacock showing off your feathers.
I'm like, but recognize that I have feathers at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, look at my feathers, but, you know, you got to see them and see that they're nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
appreciate what I'm trying to give to you.
So you say that you're not that kind of person, but obviously living in a situation where you are with those kind of people, that must have been tough. What was Bear really like?
It was crazy. The first couple of weeks in there, it was just absurd. It was nutty. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what was going on.
Had you watched it before?
Yeah, of course. Of course, I've seen it before. And of course, you kind of look at it and sometimes you kind of get crazy people in there or, you know, people that tend to stir the pot. But I've never kind of been in that environment. I've always kind of felt that I've spoken in a way which I try and give understanding to anybody and everybody, and if I meet somebody like that, then by the way I speak and by the way I am, hopefully I can help and kind of find a different level with that person.
Yeah.
And it kind of turned out that by the end, that kind of last week sort of thing, you know, the 2 days before I was up for first nomination, first eviction, first time I was up, like the 2 days before that, like we crossed a bridge and we found a bridge of understanding. You know, we're never going to be best friends, but we found a bridge of understanding where we was kind of like, okay. And all the kind of defences, all the kind of the little silly things that he was doing, he couldn't really do it. He was moping about a bit during the day. This is when his ex came in and confronted him that day.
Yeah, that must have been some...
I was on the floor. Like, it was like I was watching it at home.
Honestly,
like,
watching all of you watch him and them was like...
I was like, no, they didn't just do this. No, they did they just do that? Did they just bring... Is that... No, because Lewis was behind me going, oh, that's Lily. And I was like, who's what?
Yeah.
I thought... And then I was like... She goes, yeah, Bear. And I was like, whoa. I just had my hands in my... You know, I fell to the floor. I was like, whoa. I mean, like, he'd done some nasty things, mm-hmm. you know, that up until that time and, you know, the whole way through.
Yeah.
But, like... to confront somebody like that with it was a lot, you know, it was a lot. And I just kind of, the tension in there again, just
another day of tension.
Of course, every time it settled, it was like us or Big Brother that would kind of rip the carpet from underneath us and kind of send it all up in the air again. It was crazy, but through that we kind of found some type of bridge of understanding. And, you know, and then little bit by little bit, sometimes we'd have a drink, you know, without it kind of people kind of nicking it or hiding it or shoving their pockets full with four cans and going, can I have a glass of wine? Because I ain't got a drink. You know? So sometimes I've got to have a drink with him and kind of just chill out and talk about football, talk about boxing, you know? Talk about films that had inspired us, you know,
during
the time.
And that's what we didn't see on the TV.
Well,
of
you know.
Course.
Well, that's why I'm here to share it with you.
Yeah, exactly. What do you make of all the fixed stuff about that it was fixed for him to win?
I don't know. I mean, it's the viewers are out there. They kind of, you know, they're kind of the best judges of the edit and the after shows and everything that they saw. I'm telling you the truth, I haven't watched it back. Mm-hmm. I've only seen like maybe minute clips here and there on Twitter, so I haven't really seen that much. But he was airtime. You know, Bear was airtime, and he demanded airtime, and he demanded attention. He's an attention seeker. Mm-hmm. You know, when he's bored, it's everybody else's kind of problem to, you know, entertain him and kind
it's
of
like
come on guys, come on guys.
It's
like, come on guys, like let's have a party, and you're like, bro, everybody's ready to sleep. You're like, nah, come on, we can save it. Come on, you know, like the night we done, you know, we was gonna do Slick Rick's on that Thursday. This is the night Beatbox came in live.
Oh yeah,
but we had like a barbecue. We had a couple of drinks before, and it was a long night. And it was crazy. We got to see some of our friends and family there. So by the time that was done, everyone's like, no, we're ready to go sleep. And he's like, no, come, we can rescue. Come, hot tub pot. And I'm like, bro, it's dead.
Let it lie.
Let it go, man. Let it go. You know, so it was nuts in there. But like I say, like we found a way to kind of communicate. I found a way to kind of, you know, make sure he was cool. And to be fair, like he never ever really attacked me directly.
No, he didn't.
You know, he never ever came for me. He came for people that was around me, which I didn't like. There was antics that I didn't like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I didn't agree with. But, I mean, yes, he put me up for eviction, but that was going to be standard procedure. He didn't like me. I didn't like him. He was from, you know, I was north, he was south. You know, he was on that side of the tracks. I was on that side of the tracks. Like, that's how it was.
Yeah.
You know, and we just kind of believed and stood for different things at that point.
Yeah.
So nominations are one thing, but really and truly, he didn't ever really come for me. I didn't really give him anything to come for me with at the same time.
Didn't he call you a fence sitter or something, or like?
Yeah, but that's fine. He can say what he wants to say. That's fine. I mean, I know my word, and I know how I speak, and I know how I think, and I know how I walk, and it was an irrelevant comment to me. It didn't even touch me. I just kind of like, okay.
Good right. for you, mate.
Well, I mean, you know, he's a person that you will force you to be on the fence.
Yeah,
you know, like. It will force you to be like, I don't like you. And then it'll be like, why don't you like me? I just asked you if you want tea. And I just made you beans on toast.
It's just amping it up.
And it's just like, well, you just offended me. You asked me, you know, Sam, for instance, like, there was one day, like, he would kind of ask her really nicely for a cigarette. And then a little bit later, he'd get on a case about, like, losing a task or, you know, and Sam's competitive. She likes, she just, any competition, she's just ready to do the best that she can at any one point.
Uh-huh.
But he knew that, and he knew that was a kind of sensitive trigger for her, especially being in the house underneath the magnifying glass. And he'd just play on it, and it would just wind her up. And many times I was just like, Sammy, leave it. It's okay. It's all right.
But he would push it to such a point that you, even the calmest of people would be wound up, you know, like... I honestly don't know how you did it. It was a similar thing like a couple of years ago when they had Katie Hopkins and Perez.
Right.
And Perez pushed everyone's buttons and kept doing it until people explode. Does make very good television, though.
Well, this is the other thing as well. It's like when you kind of look back at some of the clips, like I've seen a clip of Bear in the diary room when he's kicking off and he's ready to pull and then the security guard comes in and how quickly he's kind of, listen, mate, listen, I just wanted to sit down, I just wanted to do, you know, and
I wanted to know someone was behind the door. Yeah, of course you did.
It's funny but you know, being in there, it's crazy. You know, I mean, one of my reasons for putting up Heavy D one week, it wasn't anything to do with food. Everyone else was talking about food, and you know, but at that point, I was like, I'm not fighting for food. But the one thing that did get me was in the morning, he'd wake up and make these pterodactyl, Tyrannosaurus Rex, dinosaur noises. And it's like, you got to remember as well, it's like on the first night, he broke the first three slats of his bed.
Oh,
I don't
know
if you saw that.
Yeah.
He put his knee in there and it broke. So every time that he would turn over, like the whole bed would be like, it would be like... It'd be like an earthquake anyway. So he'd turn over and he'd be like, oh, what is going on? Where am I? Like, what am I doing here? Seriously. It was crazy. It was nuts.
What do you make of Marnie and Lewis?
Oh, they're sweet.
Do you
buy them
as a real couple?
Well, I mean, it's up to them. It's what I speak about this. There's a thing called theatre love. Well, we call it theatre love anyway. And, you know, at the beginning, if you're in a theatre show, you get in at the beginning, you'd be like, I don't really like her. And, you know, she's lovely, she's great, she's hot, she, you know, but, you know, I'm not, yeah. And then, like, 6 weeks in, you're kind of like, you know, oh, well, you know, she does sing that song really, really well. And she does look nice. And then by the end of it, you, like, you think that you're in love and you kind of get with her sort of thing. And then the show finishes and you kind of remember why you didn't really click in the first place.
Yeah.
So there is the kind of risk of that happening. But them two are sweet, you know, they're very sweet together. Like, you know, they were very lovey-dovey in there, and there was a connection in there. So I'm not going to say it's a fake or a showmance or anything like that. You know, I saw Marnie look into that guy's eyes and, you know, fall asleep and, you know, swim in his eyes and everything, like, dream, like, so there is definitely some type of connection there.
Okay.
I wish them luck. But you never know in this crazy world that we
certainly
live in.
Don't. Especially they're both from reality, so you know. you don't have to say it. You don't have to say
it. Saying it. You said it.
Do you have any regrets?
No. You know what? Now,
even looking back, you've got some time to look back on it.
No. You know what? Now, kind of coming out and being able to kind of reassess it and look back on it. It was a tough experience. It was an experience that I struggled with the whole way through, really up until the last week. But I've always kind of said that if you put yourself in a vulnerable position, take yourself out of everything that you call comfort, everything that you know, and put yourself in a vulnerable position and get through it and see yourself through it, you grow as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, at any one time, you know, some people don't want to bungee jump, for instance, but the moment that you kind of do it, especially that friend that really didn't want to do it, you know, they come out invigorated, they grow because they've been stretched by the bungee.
But no, spine is 3 inches longer.
Yeah, but no, but you grow as a person, and I definitely thought that I grew, you know.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Even in that short space of time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that kind of happens with me is that if I kind of get into a mood or a zone, I will stay in it, you know, and I will kind of, especially if I don't like somebody, I'll just kind of shut it down and kind of go, all right, we're not good peoples. You do your thing, I'll do my thing. But kind of being in there, I saw Frankie and Aubrey, like, always kind of show this turn of kindness, even though, especially Bear, like, Bear could have been horrific the day before, or even in the morning. He could have, again, spilt the coffee in that morning, you know? But they would always kind of show some form of kindness. And I was just like, I took inspiration from that. I was like, firstly, I didn't know how you could do it. You know, and me and Renee at one point, Renee was like, I couldn't do that. And I was kind of like, normally I can't do that. But they showed me something new. And they showed me, you know, that you can, even the people that you don't get along with, you can find a way, and you can find a way to communicate, and you can find a way to kind of be humane with each other, you know. And I took inspiration from that, and I tried it, and little by little bit it kind of worked, especially with Bear.
Yeah definitely. Do you find the comments, that some comments said that people said you were boring, or that you weren't as gregarious as some of the other housemates, does that upset you, or are you
just
like...
Listen, I'll take boring if that's entertaining. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll take that all day. That's no problem with me, you know? In my natural life, when I'm allowed to shine brightly, everybody knows me as a fun guy, you know? I am a bit of a Yoda. I do come out with a line or two of wisdom here or there.
But was that part of the plan when you went in? Because sometimes you didn't want to always get involved in stuff. Yeah. Was that kind of in your head to begin with? You kind of knew that. You knew what your limits were, what you were prepared to do and what you weren't.
Yeah, a bit. But it was crazy in this. I mean, after, especially like the first week, you know, especially after like the teacup incident with Bear, and there was loads of things that was happening, and I can't even remember half the stuff that was happening now, but there was loads of things that was happening all at the same time. And kind of like after a while of a few warnings not having any effect, you know, and after that balloon incident, I went in there, you know, I lost my rag with Bear, I lost my rag in the diary room, you know, I had to kind of go and speak to the psychiatrist, Gareth, who's a beautiful guy, and just kind of breathe it out. And it was great talking to him because he was just straight. You know, there's no mics, there's no nothing, you can just talk straight. And it was just a crazy time, you know. I forgot the question now because I went off. I spoke about Gareth. Tell me again.
No, we were saying that. No, I've forgotten. Hold on.
See, It's because, see, once so I get into a rant, it's because I
wait. It's fine.
Yeah, we might have to edit it out.
What was I saying? That.
What was the question? I had a point.
I got it from when it was written down.
This is so funny.
People saying you were boring and.
Boring.
And were you kind of.
Boring.
No, not were you boring. But were you like. Was that part of a game plan or.
No, like, you know. Being boring wasn't part of the game plan. I remember, like I say, after kind of coming out from seeing the psychiatrist, I withdrew a lot. I didn't want to play the game. I felt that, you know, his dominant nastiness and kind of goading and winding up was all allowed to perpetuate in there. And I withdrew. Like, mm-hmm. And I was just like, all right, and cool. Well, I don't have to say anything. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to, you know what I mean? I just got to try and get through this. And that's what those kind of, that second week going into the third week-ish was about. It was just kind of about getting through.
So I did
pull back. And I remember saying at one point, you know, I felt that I wasn't allowed to shine. Like, you know, my type of entertainment, my type of joy, my type of things that make me laugh wasn't the things that... It was being shown.
Yeah, of course.
Eggs being thrown, and you know, and craziness happening around the house.
Yeah.
And so, I kind of felt, well, what's the point? And you know, because that was the point where that was the week as well where I wanted to leave. So I withdrew. But even by doing that, I also, this is what I'm saying about the zone and being in a mood sometimes and kind of not being able to shake it through Aubrey and through Frankie especially. Kind of just showed me a different way. I kind of was able to grow through
and I was able
to take something new and different from that I can now apply to today and to tomorrow, you know?
That's impressive for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it is.
But then I guess it's such an alien environment, it's nothing you'd ever done before. Like.
No, but like one day is like 3 days in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. I know people say that, but it is.
That's why you need booze in there, right?
Yeah, but as well, it's like, I wish they kind of would serve the drink that you love, you know, that you love and that I love. Like, you know, I'm not really a beer or wine guy, but I drank beer and wine. I don't really drink G&T.
In those, like, paper-covered cans.
I was just like, you know, I like a brandy, you know? I'm not shy about it.
Too sophisticated. If they start getting spirits in there, people would be off their nut.
And I understood, and I was kind of like, all right, fine. I'm never going to get a brandy in here. It's fine. Let me just drink the beer. It's fine.
And what's your favourite moment?
There are a couple.
Leaving.
Yeah, well, leaving was great. I was looking at the amount of times that I looked at that door. I was like, please, get me out. That's why I was so shocked to come in second. I was like...
that was a big moment, right?
I was like, what's going on?
The actual vote was really close as well, wasn't it?
Supposedly somebody told me it was like 1%.
Yeah, I'm sure it was less than 1%.
So, depending on when they close the lines, you never know. But, I mean... I was just looking at that door. I was going, get me out. but I thought it was never going to get me out. I was like, seriously, if you don't get me out, I'm going to start digging. All right. One of the best moments I had was with Frankie. We were sitting in a little smoking den, and everybody was talking about the madness that had happened during the same old drama.
It was like the eighth
time that we're speaking
Bears
about
kicked
it.
Off again.
Some rubbish that they're talking about. But he sat there and told me like. 5-6 different stories about like his Broadway antics and what happened behind stage, and you know, the after parties that happened, the queues that he had to stand in, who he left to stand there, and like just a whole heap of crazy stories that just made me giggle and cry for the first time in there. And that's what I like, that's what I needed, that's what I wanted in there.
Yeah.
I wanted to just have a giggle, meet people, hear the stories, invest in them, understand them, you know, and then hopefully come out with a few mates, you know, that'd be great.
Yeah. Do you think you'll stay in touch with them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in touch with Frankie and Aubrey and Renee, you know.
So if they're ever over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can sleep over around your house.
More than welcome. More than welcome. You know, Sammy as well. I've got to go pie and mash with Sammy. J-Mo, I've got to speak to J-Mo. We're going archery shooting at some point.
Nice.
Yeah. So, there's a couple. I've still got to speak to a couple. I've still got to get in touch with a couple.
Okay.
Still been crazy
course,
getting back.
Yeah.
And seeing the friends and family that I ain't seen for a month. but yeah. So, I have come away with a couple of people that I'm really kind of fond of. And I'm going to look forward to getting back in touch.
Awesome. What do you... This is a bit off the topic, but do you know Tamika from, like, I mean...
Tamika.
Tamika, sorry.
Tammy. My Tammy. Do I know my Tammy? Is that what you're asking?
I don't know how well you know her.
Are you joking? So I knew Tammy before she was in EastEnders. And you got to remember that I was in, well, I might, technically she might have been in it before me, but I was in it before her, okay. Like before she was in as a regular. So like, so I knew her before. Like she used to do, obviously she's stand-up comedy, Hackney Empire. I was street dancing at the time. So I used to be, we used to be on the same show.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. As we used to be on the same show, left, right and centre. Many a time met over the, her and Jocelyn as well. Okay. Jocelyn's another lovely, crazy, funny lady. And so as soon as Tammy came in to Eastie's, I was like, Tammy! And she's like, Ricardo! And it was from then, you know, we had a little
that's
squeeze.
That's actually quite a good impression of her voice.
She's my partner in crime.
What do you think of her doing Strictly?
I'm loving it. She's going to be fantastic. She's going to win. She's ready for it.
I saw some of those moves in the opening episode. She's got the rhythm. She really has. And the personality to bring through it. I think her and Judge Rinder are going to be the two big surprises of this series.
Well, you know, also look out for Melvin as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's another one of my mates as well. He's going to bring some fun and flavour to the show. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to Strictly. I can't wait to get down there and support her, actually. I was supposed to go down on launch night, but I couldn't go that night.
Oh, you should never go to the launch show. You know how long it is?
Really?
6.5 hours of filming.
What?
And they only give you one break.
What? Okay.
Well, I went last year and I was like, never again.
Well, maybe I dodged that one then.
You dodged a bullet.
Maybe I dodged that one. But yes, I'll go down and support her in the show at some point and kind of.
Do you think she's in with a shot of winning?
Absolutely. Listen, her messing about, like her just pretending, or, you know, to just replicate what she's seen on Strictly the week before is fantastic. Yeah? You know, is fantastic. So her being trained, having a good partner, they're going to have a lot of fun, they're going to have a lot of sass, there's going to be a lot of character within the dance, as well as the technique. She's been waiting for it, she's working hard. You know, she's already telling me about her feet and how her feet are mash up. She's like, Ricardo, my feet are mash up. And I just need to put
you're
my
like
feet
two
up.
Days in.
Yeah. She's like, no, you don't understand. You don't. You know, she's got a baby as well, you know. Yeah, yeah. You know, she's running around. And, you know, her little daughter is super fast. She's like Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So once she's run, she's off. So Tammy's got to run after her as well. So there's a lot of... I understand what she's saying about the calf muscles being tired. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think she's got a great shot at winning. And I wish her well. I think she's going to take this season by storm.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I've got high hopes for her.
I'm telling you. I'm letting you know.
All right, I'll put a bet on.
Do it.
And there's obviously been a lot of EastEnders death comebacks, all these kind of things. You know, seen a lot of it recently. What do you think the chance is?
Fats coming back? You never know. Look, I've always stayed with EastEnders as a fan. You know, I was a fan growing up. You never, ever know with Easties. Have they spoken to me? No. You know, if they want to speak to me, I'll speak to them. That doesn't mean that it will still happen at that same point. But I'm looking forward in life. I'm looking to, you know, there's lots of new projects on the horizon and I'm looking forward to those.
Oh, yeah. Anything you can talk about on that?
Yeah, obviously, you know how it goes. I can't say nothing until it's all signed and dotted and crossed and all that.
And even then,
I've got to wait 6 months. But yeah, I mean, there's loads of, you know, exciting stuff coming up, which I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
But you know, Eastie's is it's like a family. There's so many people that I love there. You know, it's really like a small little family community. Mm-hmm. And you know, I miss June to bits. I miss taking her some tea and cake, and you know, and having lunch with her and cracking up about how much she's amended the scene that we're about to go and do. But she's amended it for the better of me. Like, she's like, Ricky, I want you to say this line. I'm like, okay, Mrs. B. And then you chuck in this. And then when
did
I say
this...
Did
they do that?
Listen, did they... It's June's show, all right? When June's on set, it's
Queen
her
June.
Rules, okay? She runs the roost in there, okay? And more for you trying to upset that apple cart right there. You know, try and play with that power in there. There's been many a director that have just looked at me with like those, just please help me, Ricky, eyes. Like, just please help me. And I'm like...
It's a lost cause.
I roll with Ginny. Like, I've got her back. It's like, I'll try and help, but like, you know? So, yeah. So
but lots of other things lined up instead.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Look, acting is it doesn't matter how good at the job that you are, or how great the cast are, or how good of a time that you're having, you know, the acting job will always come to an end. You always have to move on and try and mold yourself into another character and, you know, make that successful and keep striving for the next thing. You know, like I say, Eastie's and Fats was is a great time, and I love it. And I'm never going to be kind of, you know, sorry to speak about it or say I'm not proud that I was in it for the amount of time that I was in it. I was never supposed to be in it for 3 months online. And I ended up
Oh, of course, I forget about that.
And I ended up being there just under 6 years. So I've done everything.
It's a good job for an act.
Yes, sir. I've done everything that I needed to do there, and I'm super proud of it.
Yeah.
And the awards that I won while I was there, I'm super proud of. But, you know, it's all about moving forward. Let's see what comes next. Definitely. You know?
The future's exciting. I like that attitude, Ricky. I like it.
It's the best way.
Well, thanks for speaking to us today.
My pleasure.
And we'll be sure to keep an eye out to see what's going to come on next.
Good times, man.
Although we don't know where we're looking, so.
Don't worry, I'll let you know, man. I'll let you know. We'll keep it.
We'll
keep
appreciate it. That. Yeah. We appreciate that.
My all pleasure. Right. You take care.
Thanks, Ricky. Was that weird listening to my own voice when
I
we were sat here in
your interview.
Oh, thanks, babes. Hopefully Ricky liked it too.
Yeah, Ricky loved it. He loved
fingers
it.
Crossed.
Most I've heard him speak.
He's a nice guy, so
through the whole of Big Brother.
Lizzie.
No, he's a very sweet, nice guy.
Well, we've been blessed today with very good guests, haven't we?
Well, I'm in love with Sam.
I'm in love with
Charlie.
I think he knows, to be honest, babes. I think something's going on here. I'm gonna have to
hold on. He kissed me when I least expected it, and he put it on Snapchat. Or Fuba have.
It's been quite the show.
It has. It's all frisky here. I think it's because of the hot weather. Everyone's all getting hot, a bit hot under the collar.
Weren't we just saying, Lizzie, dark outside, 8 o'clock, summer's over.
I know. That's and I it. Feel like I should be going home to bed, but I want to go... I'm actually going out.
See, I'm going to go home and watch Bake Off on repeat because I didn't see it yesterday, so I don't know who's gone.
I was with the main winner today.
Nadia. I saw her there, not talking to anyone, obviously.
No, well, no, I did get a little bit out of her.
Oh, you did?
She said it's not over yet.
Oh.
So whatever that means.
I don't know what that means.
I've been talking about sausage rolls in the oven.
There's more to come.
There's more to come. She might be a chance with presenting it. Who's going to... Well, I'm just worried for actually, my apple crumble. Please.
I can't imagine you making an apple crumble. I don't know if I'm being...
Hollywood in Chiswick getting my petrol, just so I tell you that.
So you did?
Yes.
Well, is
he
that really
like
is?
He's had a few sausage rolls himself.
Do you not fancy a man like Paul Hollywood?
No.
Do you fancy a man like Sam Callaghan?
No.
That is a yes. That is a yes.
But I know someone who does.
Our producer.
Oh, he's blushing. Adam didn't even get a picture with Sam. I can't believe it. He loves him.
I know. He's not even listening to us.
Listen, I know. Now, I've got to quickly talk. Strictly's coming on. Great lineup, I think, this year.
It is. And obviously now you're going to get Charlie King on.
I think Charlie King should do it.
I have to say, the one I'm watching out for is Tamika. We've got 1 minute left, Lizzie.
Okay.
So Tamika Epson, we've got another show next week where we can talk about it then. But
X Factor, how's it doing for you? Ooh.
Actually, that's a lie, because I'm still watching it. Yeah. I am still watching it. But I'm not convinced on the acts, and I would tell them that to their faces. I'm not convinced that they've got the star quality. I'm not convinced. What do you think?
Good and not so good. But
I love the judges.
I have to say, I love Sharon.
Yeah, love Sharon, love Nicole, love Simon, love Louis.
And what about the extra show with Rylan?
Brilliant. Watch it every week.
I think he'd do it on his own, if I'm honest.
Oh, I love Matt Edmondson. Just had a baby.
I think Rylan is a strong force
to be reckoned with.
Yeah, but I just think he could do it on his own. And that's my personal opinion. Tweet and tell me what you think.
tell me
but
I'm wrong.
But no, I love the show. I think it's far better, that show, than the others.
It is, I agree.
I'll be honest. It's no, and you know, the others did great, because I'm good mates with Connie Huck and all the rest of them. But I love this format.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a success. But that's it for the show today, Lizzie.
It's over already. Oh, guys, I don't want to go. I love you all.
Yeah, you do. You've got a party to go to.
Actually, you just reminded me. Thank you. So, can I tell you, I've got to just say, thinking of my dear friend Wanda Walker, who I lost from cystic fibrosis. Terrible disease. I said a big shout out to my lovely mum, mm-hmm. Mo, who's listening.
Well, big shout out to you, Mo.
Thanks.
And here's a song for you to party away.
Thank you, darling. See you next week.
Goodbye.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that
that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
this is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.